Nation podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs back with you once again on a Thursday. We got a little special edition of the Hawkeye Nation podcast today, an introductory edition to a new member of our Hawkeye Nation team. It is Joe Hugan, and Joe joins me right now. What's up, Joe?
Hey, doing great. Glad to be a part of the team.
Yeah, man. Welcome aboard. You can follow Joe on Twitter at Joe_Hugan. That's H-U-G. Is it E-N or A-N?
E-N.
H-U-G-E-N. I thought that was right, and then I wrote it down, A-N, so I just wanted to make sure there. But Joe Hugan is going to be joining us as kind of the voice of the fans on Hawkeye Nation. So I guess, first of all, Joe, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a lifetime Hawkeye. Been going to games for, well, as long as I can remember. My parents have had season tickets for well over 30-some years, and just been attending all the games. Haven't missed a game for quite some time, but when my daughter was born, I missed my first game, so that was a kind of a weird transition, but it's been a good one. But that's how I listen and participate in all my games.
That's awesome. So you go to Kinnick every home game, essentially. That's the goal.
Yes, absolutely. That's where the people are and the energy, and I love that that 12th man kind of mentality.
So. Yeah. You have like a tailgate spot? Are you a tailgater?
Yeah, I've been Melrose and, you know, going to college there. It's always a busy, fun time when the Magic School Bus used to be there and
right.
Participating in all of that. But yeah, you'll find me around there.
That's awesome. So how old were you when you started going to the games thereabouts?
Man, it's got to be about, I don't know, 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it's in your blood.
It is in my blood.
You were raised by Kinnick Stadium. How about basketball? Do you go to basketball or wrestling or women's basketball? Do you go to other sports over in Iowa City?
As often as I can, yeah, absolutely. Basketball has always been a huge passion of mine, as well as wrestling. Went to Southeast Polk High School, so we definitely have a proud wrestling tradition there. But yeah, basketball has always been a fun activity to go to. A little bit less than football, just because of the amount of games and the usually the 7 o'clock tip off has been a hard one to get to, especially when I was in school. But a lot more now. A lot more now.
For sure. So when you know, I try to get to Kinnick like once, maybe twice a season, but I honestly enjoy, because I love the atmosphere, and you know, you can only get that in one place in the world, but I do enjoy watching the games on TV, so I get all the angles and the analysis, and honestly, I do it with Twitter open, so I can, you know, just kind of follow along with the fan, like kind of the pulse of the fans and, you know, media people and what's going on. You feel like you miss some things when you're in the stadium, but you also get other things. When you get home, let's say, you know, it's a big game, a big win, you get home, you're sitting around on Sunday, are you the type of dude that will go back and like rewatch the game on DVR, or do you just kind of let it live as your in-person experience?
I absolutely, the first thing I do when I get home, I rewatch the whole thing. And you're absolutely right. With Twitter and being able to replay and kind of get into the moment of each play, it's a little bit easier sitting at home, definitely being able to analyze it and kind of scrutinize more of the gameplay. But being there and feeling the emotion and the passion right as it's happening, it provides that kind of, I don't know, that energy and passion that you kind of miss when you're not there. But certainly it's going to be a little bit of adjustment, you know, because I want to be able to take in, you know, on the field activity, but also be able to, you know, get some of the real analysis from around the country on Twitter and, you know, the feel of people chiming in as the game happens. So it's definitely going to be a transition and something different, but I hope to still be on the field for a majority of the time.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough. I think this weekend for sure is going to be really tough as Power 5 schools begin their seasons around the country, and certainly, as you know, as a guy who lives here in Central Iowa, you know, we're going to be inundated with Iowa State fans and what's happening with them, and to not have our team on the field is going to be rough. We'll get to that in just a minute. You've been to a lot of football games at Kinnick, it sounds like. What's the best Hawkeye moment that you've been to in person?
Oh man, so many. Certainly at Kinnick, we've had quite a few of those Penn State games that have come down to it. But, you know, really, it might be a recent one, but Ohio State 55 burger we put on them, that was a very, you know, well-to-do feeling of success. Finally against, you know, the big bad red of Ohio State, it felt nice. It felt very nice, especially being able to rush the field and you know, feel the energy from the crowd and something that should have been – well, should have been an undefeated season almost. Yeah. The Penn State game earlier in that season was a barn burner. So,
love to beat Ohio State. That's always fun. People forget that happened. What's your favorite memory just overall as a Hawkeye fan?
You know, I actually was fortunate enough to go down to the Capital One Bowl and all the crazy antics down there. And I know that you know, John and everybody was down there doing the podcast and whatnot. And I had a opportunity to be in the opposite end zone from when the play happened, but I just recall, you know, sitting there and fans going crazy and everybody, you know, in angst because it was the last play, but, you know, having that that silence and then that eruption at the end, that's what I'm talking about, that fan experience right there. So
yeah, man, I was there as well, and I was so pissed that we had given up that lead. You know, Jamarcus Russell had come in and led LSU to this, you know, great comeback. And I was ready to leave. I was with my dad and two of my three brothers. And I was like, you know, when LSU scored, I was like, screw this, let's go. I don't want to be here anymore. Let's get out of here. And my dad made me stay. And thank God he did, because I would have been out in the parking lot as, you know, Tate to Holloway happened.
I remember grabbing that newspaper after the game that already gave him the player of the game, so that was kind of a special moment.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's get into this a little bit. What are your thoughts on kind of all that's happening? This is a big question. I don't expect you to, you know, go on for an hour here, because you probably could. We all probably could. I mean, hell, Rob and I have spent hours talking about this on this feed over the last few weeks, and there's so much confusion, so much uncertainty. We really don't have a lot of information, a lot of clarity, and I think that's pushing a lot of the anger and the frustration with the conference right now. But what are your thoughts on everything that's happening with the Big Ten right now, and obviously the fact that there won't be football, at least not anytime in the real near future for our conference?
Yeah, and you know, that's a lot to unpack, but I mean, mainly it's just the transparency and getting down to, you know, where is the leadership behind what we're doing? You had the lawsuit from Nebraska put on the Big Ten, which, you know, actually I think was a gift to the Big Ten as a kind of means to turn this around and have an excuse to do so. But they're certainly dragging their feet. You know, we all want to be safe, but there are certainly other Power Five programs who have, you know, met with the proper medical authorities and have come to the conclusion that it was safe to play. And I would have rather had, you know, made a late decision to cancel and kind of felt out the other Power Five conferences to at least give it a try. I mean, it still may be that, you know, the other conferences aren't able to play, or, you know, there's another outbreak or whatnot. But certainly right now, with all the high school students going back, you look at, you know, Michigan, you've got those high school students going back to extracurricular activities. I'm thinking the general trend is going for that age demographic towards a safe ability to play. So it's been frustrating for sure, especially I think Iowa is the only state other than Ohio that a Big Ten team is going to have to sit by while another Power Five program is playing in Cincinnati and Iowa State. So it's rough. It's rough being able to, you know, see Iowa State play on this Saturday and not see our Hawkeyes taking the field.
Yeah, so I really don't know how it's going to like hit me. I've been thinking about this all week, and it's one of those where it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be when I wake up Saturday, if it's just going to, you know, if at first I'm going to feel the excitement and then realize, you know, have the disappointment set in, or if it's not going to be until, you know, as we get close to 11 o'clock and all of a sudden my Twitter feed is filled up with Cyclones talking about their game and, you know, that game is actually happening. But I'm certain it's going to be a rough day for me emotionally on Saturday. I've kind of braced my wife and the people in my life for that. Like, yeah, I'm probably going to be in a pretty bad mood on Saturday, and you're not going to really be able to understand why, other than, you know, one of my favorite things in the world, which should be happening, is not happening. And I do think it will make it worse that We get to see, you know, Iowa State kind of embark on their season, and you know, we'll see how that all goes and whether or not these seasons are ultimately successful. But it certainly is going to be a rough one this weekend. Well, let's go from the bad to the good and talk a little bit just quickly about this basketball team. I do think one thing is that's been positive. It seems like the basketball world, the college basketball world, has its stuff together a little bit more than football did at least a month or two ago, where they're prepared for what this may look like within the pandemic situation. So how excited are you for this Hawkeye basketball season? Are you like us and thinking, man, Final Four or bust, baby?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is probably one of the best Iowa basketball teams you're ever going to see. I mean, certainly in my lifetime. You know, no disrespect to the former greats of the AC Earl and the BJ Armstrongs. But this is a really, really special team. I mean, having that group of guys coming back and being whole is going to be great. Garza, you know, arguably, you know, he's at least our player of the year, national player of the year. He's going to set the tone, and, you know, having J-Bo, Jordan Bohannon at his helm, healthy and ready to go is going to be fantastic. So I think, you know, with exception of maybe Illinois being the biggest competition, I think that we should do some damage in the Big Ten and make a national mark. Certainly, we should be rated in the top 10.
Are you bracing at all for what it would feel like to have a disappointing season? You know, it seems like so often as Iowa fans, the great years are ones that we're not necessarily expecting. And when we are expecting great things, it sometimes doesn't fully come to fruition. It's been so long since we've done anything legitimate as a basketball program. And we were going on, 21, 22 years since a Sweet 16 berth. It's, you know, been my entire lifetime since we've won a Big Ten tournament or gotten real far in the NCAA. Big Ten conference or gotten far in the NCAA tournament. There is this little part of me, even though like I know all the things, I've seen this team, I feel confident about their experience. I think their experience helps them a lot in what could be a disjointed season. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet. So I have all the confidence and all of that, but there is a part of me that's like, man, this is going to hurt real bad if it doesn't all come to fruition.
Yeah, you know, all too often as a Hawkeye fan, you have to be prepared for that.
Yes.
But this season does feel a little bit different. I mean, we've got a lot of players that are going to be coming off the bench. They're going to provide that support that I don't think we've had in the past. And I think that's the main thing right there is that bench support. We just never had that before. We've had star players, but when they don't perform, there hasn't been really that next in guy, that pickup guy. And this year, I think we have a great starting five, and I think we got a lot of people off the bench and a lot of young guys that are hungry to get those minutes and start performing. So I think the general feel of it is different, especially with Garza coming back. I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of hype around him, and he's going to be trying to tone it up, but I don't think he's going to be, you know, slacking off for any stretch of the imagination. This is a guy who has a lot to prove. I mean, him coming back and not going to the NBA, I think is pretty telling. He certainly had an opportunity, but in this uncertain time, I think it was the best decision for him. I mean, he can really make a mark. He can improve his game and, you know, really make the rest of the team around him better.
I agree completely, man. I love it. This has been fun to talk sports with you a little bit here and then give you a little introduction to the Hawkeye Nation. Tell us a little bit about just kind of what you see your role being, what you plan to put out there. What should Hawkeye fans expect when they find Joe Hugan, on the on the Hawkeye Nation site?
I kind of want to be the voice of the fan. I kind of want to be, you know, somebody that to cheer them up. You know, I'm going to be the cheerleader. You know, I'll always tell people, you know, how it is and tell them straight, but I really want to give that energy and that passion into every game, that hope that we all have. I mean, every Hawkeye fan wants to win every single game, and certainly we can't do that, but I'm going to be there cheering on every single one of them and getting us pumped for every game, even against the odds of the Michigans and Penn States and Ohio States. Nobody's too big to fall. So
who's your least favorite Big Ten team?
Nebraska. It's got to be Nebraska.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer. I'll always go with Wisconsin, but I can respect anybody who says Nebraska. Joe Hugan, man, this has been fun. We're excited to see what you bring to Hawkeye Nation, and we'll do this again soon, all right?
Can't wait, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, and go Hawks.